Welcome to Wrestling Discussions. I'm your host, Ashley Janae, here to talk about WWE topics. Do you need to be inspired daily? Do you need advice on future success? If so, please tune in to Inspiring Discussions that's available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, where I discuss inspiration. So please tune in for new episodes every other week. Welcome to Wrestling Discussions, episode 17. I'm your host, Ashley Janae, and I want to thank God for blessing me to do another episode. And I would like to thank all of the listeners for tuning in as well, because without you and God, none of this would be possible. So thank you all so much again for your support. So today's episode is going to be about my thoughts about Elimination Chamber. So let's get into it. Well, I must say that Elimination Chamber was a pretty good pay-per-view to prepare us for Mania, and it was well put together and very action-packed. The tag team match with the Kabuki Warriors and Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell, it was a very great match in my opinion. And it was good to that Indy Hartwell was able to participate in that match in her hometown of Australia. So that was definitely good to see. And I feel like Candice and Indy did give them a run for their money, which made the match very good. And I feel like in the future, if Candice and Indy continue to work together as a stable, then they will become the women's tag team champions in the future. Because I was really impressed with what I saw with them, even though the Kabuki Warriors still retained their titles. You know, it was still a very great match, hands down, to kick off the show. And the Women's Elimination Chamber match was a very great match. And it was also one of my favorite matches on the card as well. I feel like the women in that match brought their A game to Australia in that chamber, which made the match more exciting to watch. And then watching Naomi do a split off the chamber and landing on Becky Lynch was the highlight of the match. Because in my opinion, I've never seen nothing like that before in Elimination Chamber history. So it was cool to see that. And then that's one thing I could say about Naomi is that she's a fearless, competitive opponent. Was superstar, and she's definitely a risk taker. But even though she didn't win the match, she still put on one hell of a show. So shout outs to her for that. But it was definitely good to see Becky win the chamber to make her way to Mania to earn the title shot against Rhea. Because one thing I could say about Becky and Rhea is that they have beaten the best in their careers. And to see a match with those two at Mania is going to be so exciting, because the last time they fought was 4 years ago. And this was before Rhea really got her big push. So it's going to be very exciting. Well, it's going to be a very exciting match, because you see where Rhea is at now. You know, she's basically dominating the Raw brand as the women's champion right now, with her being a champion for a year now. But I already know that Becky is not going without a fight. So I'm really looking forward to their match, because it's going to be war between those two. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. But I also would have loved to have seen Bianca Belair win the match, because I know how hungry she is to become the women's champion again. And to be honest with you, she would have still been women's champion if it wasn't for Io Sky cashing in her Money in the Bank contract at SummerSlam. So that's why I would have loved to have seen her win the match, because I know how bad she wants to redeem herself and to become champion again. But I already know she's going to recapture the title eventually one day, because she is the EST. So let's not forget that. So, and I also would have loved to have seen Liv Morgan or Raquel Rodriguez win the chamber, because I know that Liv also wants to redeem herself to become champion again, because she was out of action for a minute. So I'm sure staying away from the ring was hard for her, because she was missing out on opportunities. But I'm sure she would become champion again one day. And I also would have loved to have seen Raquel win the match. because she has so much potential to become the women's champion in the future, and she's very strong and athletic. And then too, she's also a second generation superstar as well. Her father was also a wrestler as well, and I believe his name is Rick Gonzalez. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but she's definitely a second generation wrestler. And but I do let's see what else. And I feel like she will also make a great champion. So I could definitely see her getting a big push in the future. So hopefully it's soon. But other than that, I'm looking forward to Becky versus Rhea for the title. And I think that Becky is going to beat Rhea for the title to end her one-year title reign. Because I'm sure that Becky did her homework on Rhea. So I'm sure she knows what to do to get the job done. And then Becky definitely wants to redeem herself to prove that to the WWE that she is still the man, and that she still and that she wants to be the champion again. So that's why I think that Becky will beat Rhea at Mania, and I believe that they will have a great rivalry because I see the chemistry between them. So let's go Rhea and Becky. Let's do it. And the tag team match against the Judgment Day, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate, was a good match in my opinion. You know, even though the Judgment Day did retain the titles, Tyler and Pete still gave them a fight, which made the match worth watching. And to be honest with you all, I wouldn't even mind seeing them battle again for the titles, because that's how interesting the match was. But it was obvious that Judgment Day was not going to drop those titles just yet, you know, with it being so close to Mania. But I do hope that Tyler and Pete can earn another shot at the tag team titles one day, because they do deserve one more shot. And the men's elimination chamber in my match, the men's elimination chamber was good in my opinion, but I feel like the women's elimination chamber match was better than the men's, because it was more exciting and action packed. And then back then you didn't see women wrestling in an elimination chamber match. So now it's good to finally see them, you know, wrestle in more elimination chamber matches, and then start going through matches like the male superstars would. So that's why I feel like the women's elimination chamber match was more, you know, exciting in my opinion, because, you know, you really didn't see that years ago. So to finally see it, it's like it's more entertaining and exciting. But, you know, I must say that Drew McIntyre, Bobby Lashley, Kevin Owens, LA Knight, Logan Paul, and Randy Orton did put on a great show inside the chamber. But it seems like everything was going well until AJ Styles interfered in the match, caused the LA Knight to get eliminated. So it looks like we're going to see a match between those two at Mania, which will be, in fact, a great match, you know, because I believe it would be LA's first Mania, and I feel like he's going to give AJ a match, and I hope the match will be a no disqualification match. And I do believe that Knight will be AJ, and I feel like it needs to be a no disqualification match, because, of course, you know, there's some stuff that LA Knight wants to get off his chest, and I'm sure it's some stuff that AJ wants to get off his chest. So it's like, why not make it a no disqualification match? So yeah, so we'll see with that. So the ending to the Elimination Chamber match was crazy when Logan hit Randy with some brass knuckles after he had the match won. So I could definitely see a Mania match with Logan and Randy for the U.S. title. And I believe that Randy will leave Mania as the U.S. champion. But I already knew that Drew was going to win, because he definitely wants to be the champ again, and he still has his issues with Seth. So that's definitely going to be, you know, a good match. But I have a feeling that Seth is going to retain the title, and Drew will eventually become champ one day. But I do believe that Damian Priest from the Judgment Day is going to cash in his Money in the Bank contract. Then I feel like he's going to cash it in on Seth Rollins, because, of course, with Seth being the World Heavyweight Champion on Raw and Damian being on Raw, why wouldn't he want to dominate Raw as being the World Heavyweight Champion? And I look at it, if Seth Rollins did it back in 2015, cashing in his Money in the Bank, you know, I mean, why wouldn't Damian want to cash it in and get his WrestleMania moment right there? So that's why I feel like that could happen. Damian could cash in on Seth. You know, once he wins, you know, we just never know. But I feel like it can happen, and I hope it happens too. So, yeah, but other than that, I'm looking forward to the match at Mania with Drew and Seth, because those two definitely have chemistry and they are going to give each other a run for their money. So I can't wait to see it. And that segment that happened with Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins, Grayson Waller, and Austin Theory, you know, that was a really funny segment because of the outcome. So it seems like Grayson and Austin invited Cody and Seth on the Grayson Waller effect to discuss their plans with working together, and if Cody is going to challenge The Rock at Mania, which in fact he does want to challenge him. But fast forward to SmackDown last Friday, you know, Rock does not want to challenge Cody one-on-one, but instead he wants to team up with Roman to face Cody and Seth at Mania for night one, which is a good idea, but Seth or Cody will have to definitely win this match so the bloodline does not be at ringside for the match. You know, but I still say, you know, even if Cody and Seth was to beat Roman and Rock in that match, I still say that the bloodline will try to interfere, but I believe Seth will have Cody's back to avoid that from happening, so that way Cody can become champion. He can finish his story. So that's what I feel like is going to happen. You know, they could possibly beat Roman and Rock, and then they could have it to where the bloodline is banned from ringside. But they have to watch out for Rock and Roman's dirty tactics since they are heels. But so other than that, that is going to be a great match. But it was funny when Austin was acting like The Rock, and all you heard was, "If you smell," then that's when Seth threw him towards the ring post. Cody gave him his signature move, and Seth finished him with the stomp. And the funny part was Grayson did nothing to help him. He just basically watched him like a movie, just sat there chilling and didn't do nothing. So that's what made it even more funny. But I must say that Cody and Seth is going to make a great team. And you never know, in the future, they can become the tag team champions. So we just got to play it by ear. And the main event match between Nia and Rhea was a very good match. And I'm sure it was such a huge honor for Rhea to successfully defend her title in her hometown of Australia. You know, I could tell by watching the match and also watching her entrance, she's very loved. And she even broke character to give a high five to some of the fans. But I must say that Nia gave Rhea a run for her money. And Nia did put on a great performance. But you can tell that Rhea did her homework on Nia because she knew what to watch out for. Because it's not the first time that Nia has attacked Rhea. You know, it was a situation where Nia had injured Rhea. So it's like she learned from that and she tried to avoid it. She tried to avoid getting hurt again. So yeah, you can tell she did her homework. And she knew what to watch out for. And then she knew what to do to get the job done. And she was able to retain her title. But I definitely wouldn't mind seeing a rematch with those two because they both have so much chemistry. You know, but overall, it was a great match. And it was good to see Rhea defend and retain her title at home in front of her family, friends, and fans. But now it's time for her to get ready for the man at WrestleMania 40. You know, but overall, Elimination Chamber was a great pay-per-view. You know, it was a great way to jumpstart WrestleMania. And now I'm getting more excited because it's like it's 20-something more days left. So we just got to keep on tuning in for Raw and SmackDown to see what's going to happen. But like I said, I'm excited. So let's go WrestleMania 40. That's going to do it for Wrestling Discussions, Episode 17. I would like to thank you all again for tuning in. And Episode 18 will be coming out soon. And I will leave the link in the description box if anyone is interested in buying merchandise on my website. And you all can follow me on Instagram at BlueShades1993, X at AshleyJanae93, and Facebook at AshleyJanae. So again, thank you all so much. Stay safe and God bless you all.